Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's another off-season edition of Spits and Suds, and boy, do we have so much to talk about. Can we all get it in about 30 minutes? We're certainly going to try because our NHL / Stars insider, Sean Shapiro, joins us. We're proudly presented on Spits and Suds by the On Time Experts. The On Time Experts makes it happen. Why? Because they support local hockey in DFW as the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, of Spits and Suds. You go to the game, you see the Zamboni going around the ice. It says the On Time Experts. The ribbon around the arena says the On Time Experts. And they have two amazing specials. The first special is $59, first-time customer. They will gut your HVAC, make sure that it is optimized. They'll clean it, get rid of that dust, that grime. I know that I actually got a tweet from our friend Andrew Epps, and he said, "Gavin, I'm listening to the podcast with Sean. You really keep your AC and temperature on 80, 81? Yes, I do. And you know what? I actually turned it up because it was actually cool in my house. Because my AC is working really well and less pressure on the AC because it's working really well. And that means less power bill. So you're saving money. And they also have that $99 first time customer complete drain cleaning for your first floor. That's special as well. It's a same day service guaranteed. So if you call today, they'll show up today. If you call tomorrow or Saturday, they'll show up that day. And they are going to keep you apprised of their situation throughout the day. So no, you're not going to sit there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. until a technician shows up. You'll know exactly when they're showing up. Trained technicians, they do an amazing job. They sit down with you, tell you what's going on with your system. I can't say enough good things about the On Time Experts. Nearly 6,000 reviews, 4.8 out of 5 stars. That says it all. The On Time Experts at theontimeexperts.com. We thank them so much for sponsoring Spits and Suds. What a week for Sean Shapiro, straight off the PWHL draft last night. You can read his Substack, which had that and so much more information. It's called Shap Shots. Also, he writes for D Magazine. Algorithmically Incorrect, a brand new episode dropped with Robert Tiffin yesterday. I chimed in and watched it for a little bit. Don't tell the bosses at work, but I certainly did that because I enjoy when Robert and Sean get together. Hey, Sean, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good, Gavin. Did you catch the slip of the tongue and the part when I called Robert Gavin?
No, I did not. So wow. What an insult to Robert.
It was I said somewhere Gavin must be listening. He probably gave a nice fist bump into it in the middle of a meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. I did hear that you're going to have Steven Meserve coming up. So, yep. So I heard that, and I thought that was really good. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy it. So my Algorithmically Incorrect is like chiming in for a little bit, but because I'm working, got to listen to my own station. So I chime out, and then at home at night, like I get little bits and pieces. So I really enjoy the program, Sean. I really hope it takes off. I can tell you guys are having fun, and I really like that you guys get to have those free flow discussions that you guys want to have.
Yeah. And that's been a big thing for Robert and I to kind of go and just be kind of allowed to just have some fun with and talk about various stuff, whether it's, whether it's just whether it's talking about just like yesterday, we wanted to do, we intentionally did no guest yesterday because we wanted to try, like, hey, let's have, it's end of the season, let's talk about some lessons from this hockey season, obviously NHL stuff, but not just, but in addition to the NHL as well. And that was it's been a ton of fun. And obviously we had Jason Demers on the week prior. It's been a really kind of fun way to just to test some stuff out, and have some fun with it. So I appreciate everyone who supported it, you as well, Gavin, and everyone out there. So just please keep checking it out. And it's whether you're watching it on YouTube, or we also stream it on the simulcast it onto both Robert and I Substacks, and then or just listen to the audio whatever podcast platform you prefer. It's been a ton of fun, and it's been kind of cool to have some freedom with that as well. And so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, I don't know I didn't get to the part if you talked about this, but I started reading this article and watching, and I started laughing. Kelly McCrimmon, who is the general manager, has responded to the widespread league hatred and criticism, and he attributes it to jealousy, naming all their Western Conference Finals and Stanley Cup appearances. And I just started laughing because in my head, I was quickly adding up. And he even made note of one of them, which we all know was the Mark Stone coming back. And whether he likes it or not, you know, people were frustrated with that rule. But that said, you know, now all of a sudden saying Bruce Cassidy can coach and that we've received some permission slips for that. So he came out with that. I didn't think the jealousy aspect was the best choice of words, Sean. I mean, I don't know why he even needed to talk about it, but I just feel like the heel is digging in. Heel's a wrestling term for bad people. I just feel as though the heel's digging in and the boos are going to get louder.
When it comes to Vegas and Kelly McCrimmon, I'll always remember, because I covered I was covering the 2023 Stanley Cup. Was this 2023 or 2020? Yeah, 2023 Stanley Cup Finals when they beat Florida. And I remember both the press conference with Kelly McCrimmon before the final and after. And he's just, he always has this attitude of telling people how he's right and everyone else is wrong. And it definitely rubs people the wrong way. It rubs me the wrong way sometimes. But I think there's the lack of humility that comes with Vegas sometimes, is I think what gets me. And it's not jealousy, right? Like, I don't think there's any jealousy of like, oh my God, correct, Vegas is good. Like, if it was just that, like no one hates the Florida Panthers, right? Like, you might hate the Florida Panther playing against them, or you might dislike the way they do things, but like, you don't see, like, if you were to say, oh, it's jealousy or whatever, like, that's not what it is. It's the way you operate. It's the way Vegas is willing to kind of bend the moral,
yes,
ethical view of things, right? Whether it's the Bruce Cassidy stuff right now, which it's so ridiculous, right, and just cheesy with the whole, like, I'll let him interview on a case, even in that same press conference, he said, I'll let him interview on a case by case basis, right? Like, that's, you don't plan, you have your coach for next year, you don't have any plans for Bruce Cassidy, just let him go. Yeah. Right? Yep.
Carter Hart, exactly, like it or not.
Yes, and Carter Hart, and the way that they've also had no issue disposing of player. Like, every team has made tough cap calls, but there's been a ton of, like, just the way that they have just gone and made, had no issue basically bending the rules and bending kind of the way others view them. And if you want to operate that way, you need to just accept it and operate that way. That's just, I get kind of frustrated with that one. So
I just thought it was an interesting choice of words. And Vegas had a big announcement yesterday that they have a new head coach. Ryan Craig is 44 years old, and he will replace John Tortorella. And McCrimmon did mention that Torts did want to come back to the Golden Knights, but they felt as though Ryan Craig's time was here. He's been with the organization for 9 years, three as the head coach of the Henderson Silver Knights, and he was also an assistant in Vegas. So wanted to get your thoughts on that, as well as a new head coach for the Toronto Maple Leafs, as Jim Hiller, formerly of the LA Kings, who was let go by the Kings in season, was hired by the Toronto Maple Leafs, as well as the NHL comes out with a statement with Mike Babcock saying the investigation is over and that Mike Babcock is cleared to return to the NHL.
Yeah. Let's start with Vegas, because I saw that Henderson team play. I saw that Henderson team play actually back in April. Pretty wild 7-6 game against against Bakersfield Condors. And I think he's a good coach. He's got a. His team plays a style that's really disciplined, builds from the back well. I think it's a good hire. It goes against what Vegas has typically been about, just because they've typically gone with the veteran coach who comes in and kicks some butt or whatever you want to call it. Right. So there's kind of that. And then it's like they said they didn't want, one of the reasons they said they kind of went with John Tortorella too was it was kind of toxic and they didn't want to put a young coach in that situation. And so I know they let John Tortorella go, and I'm not one here to defend John Tortorella after some of the other things we've talked about with him, but is really one kumbaya playoff run with John Tortorella running the thing? Does that somehow make this not toxic for your new coach who was coaching the AHL? I don't know. It's a fascinating kind of space right here on all of that. So there's some thoughts for me on that. I don't like the Jim Hiller hire for Toronto. To me, is very you go and you talk about, hey, we're going to look outside the box and we're going to make all these, we're going to look at all these guys. And we're going to interview Joe Pavelski, and Joe Pavelski did interview for the job. And they even interviewed Pat Feshweiler, the coach over at Western Michigan. And then you go and hire Jim Hiller, who was an assistant with Mike Babcock before and has just been not a great NHL coach and made some bad decisions in the playoffs before. So it just adds to the bafflement for me of what Toronto's doing, just to be blunt. And I don't know, maybe my only thought on the Toronto thing is, if you're doing it, is there must be some Austin Matthews connection with Jim Hiller, where you're like, okay, this is him and Matthews are going to have a connection standpoint from the past that's going to help us keep Austin Matthews. Because when you think about Matthews and Gavin McKenna now going to be in Toronto, being the number one pick later next week, you need to find a way to keep Matthews on board. And so that's my assumption here on that. Yep. And then the whole Mike Babcock stuff going on with Edmonton, right? Like, I just, whether all of the other stuff aside, how he didn't get the job in Columbus, what happened in Columbus, his past history. If you want to go look up Johan Franzen's thoughts on Mike Babcock, like, please do. That's it is. He also hasn't been a good coach. Like, yes, his style doesn't work in today's NHL. So, like, what is – so I kind of I can't help but just kind of wonder what the heck they're what the heck some of these decisions are to what some of these decisions are by some of these teams, because I mean, Edmonton in particular. And if you're and allegedly Vegas is going to let, on a case by case basis, they're going to let Bruce Cassidy interview. And so if you're Edmonton, why are you not circling back on that one before you, before Mike Babcock of all people?
Oh, so. Absolutely. And you know, how many are left for Cassidy now that, it's interesting. The only thing that I'll say about Vegas in a good way, at least it's some fresh blood, because I think we've talked about this. Seems as though the recycling of coaches in the NHL, it's just, you know, from here to there.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.